every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Good evening and welcome aboard. It is another edition, Sports Overnight America, across country and around the globe. Marty Terrell, Dominic Jimenez. We will talk the world of sports up in two, including the top of the next hour. Brock Hines, of course, weighs in with his sports in 60 times two, and away we go. I guess where you have to start on a Tuesday into a Wednesday is NFL cutdown day, as down to 53-man rosters, practice squad. The PUP, which is the physically unable to perform, which is a way to usually stash a player. But, you know, you got a kicker that goes down, and he's got to sit out 4 weeks. You know, a guy, you know, placed on injured list, injured reserve, you know, it's, you know, you sit out the first quarter of the season, essentially, now that we have a little under a quarter of a season, because it's a 17-game as opposed to the 16-game slate. So, yeah, Shedeur Sanders makes the Cleveland Browns roster. That's probably one of the headlines, but the other, Sanders, released by Tampa. But really, here's one. It sounds a little strange, and it is strange because it's Cole Strange. You know, in 2022, Bill Belichick, don't forget, this was the draft where, if I'm not mistaken, he did it with the assist from his dog, from his home, which ironically went on the market for $4 million plus in Nantucket, off the coast of, you know, the land that is Massachusetts and Cape Cod, but the islands, the Cape and the islands, you got Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard. But Cole Strange started the training camp as number one left guard on the Patriots depth chart, and he was released today. And he was 29th overall. And that pick, other than a couple of other wacky ones that Belichick made, that one was strange. And Kyle Duggins is the other one. The Patriots tried to ship him and trade him. There were some takers, but not with a $9.5 million salary wacko. You get whacked with that 9.5 against your salary cap. So he doesn't go anyways. But, you know, most teams are saying what is true. Everything's fluid right now. There'll be some tweaks. The waiver wire, they'll try to hide a player or two. The gymnastics are just beginning with the NFL rosters. But it is college football week one, and we'll get into that with Mike Griffith, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and our college football insider. He'll lead it off coming up next year. I'm Marty Terrell here on Sports Overnight America on Sports Byline. Don't go away.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
All right, talking the world, we'll kick it off with college football on NFL cutdown day to rosters at 53. Hi, Marty Trell. Let's get him in here, though. I don't want to waste time. He's got news conferences this time of year where you roll up your sleeve and you go to work. He's Mike Griffith from the Atlanta Journal Constitution, the man meant to say. And Mike joins us here. Mike, good to kick off a Tuesday into a Wednesday here on Sports Overnight. How are you, Mike? Do we have him? Do we have him? All right, we're going to call him back, man. Maybe he got pulled away. So roster's down to 53, and nothing. Pittsburgh kept four quarterbacks. What's that tell you? Is that a vote of confidence for Aaron Rodgers, or is that is that one of these things he's fragile, he's 40, blah, blah, blah. And I didn't even touch the big engagement, the big news today with Kelce and Taylor. And so congratulations to them. And we'll talk about that perhaps later on. Hey, Mike, do we have you? Mike Griffith, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Marty Terrell here on Sports Overnight. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing great, Marty. How are you?
I'm doing good. I know you got a lot going on. I guess I want to start, you couldn't ask for a more sloppy game when Iowa State and Kansas State started things off Saturday in Dublin. But I'll tell you right now, I cannot wait for Saturday, noon East, as we kick it off with Ohio State in Texas. It continues to build with the two quarterbacks. Let's start right there, Mike.
Yeah, certainly let the appetite for college football, though I'm not convinced those were top 25 teams. But still, first week of the season, like you said, you do expect some sloppiness and saw a little bit of it. But, you had a close finish in a pretty competitive game. So not bad for starters. Hawaii and Stanford was exciting, too.
Yeah, I mean, look at it. This time of year, you take what you can get and the season's underway and away we go. Let's talk in kind of a weird, quirky way. What happens to the loser of that Texas-Ohio State game? I see two things. If Ohio State loses, it'll be, oh, boy, here you go. Your defending champions get knocked out right out of the block. But if Texas loses, it's going to be a referendum on Arch Manning, even if he puts up good numbers. That's how I see it. How do you see it?
Well, I mean, it depends on how the game goes. I don't think there's as much pressure on that game as Clemson LSU. But as far as Texas and Ohio State go, I mean, Ohio State has a new quarterback coming in. I mean, Arch Manning, a new quarterback for that matter. Started a couple games last year. But, I think both of those teams went deep enough in the playoffs that they can recover. They both have some marquee games left on. Ohio State lost to Oregon last year early on, and Notre Dame lost to Northern Illinois.
No question. I think we still got you, Mike. We got a bad connection, it seems like. Yeah, I think we got a bad connection with Mike. He is dipping in and out. I know he's hustling to a news conference, so we will effort, but if not. Listen, I, you know, Ohio State, Texas, like all football, whether it's the NFL, college football, I mean, you could even say the same thing about high school football. You don't have that many. You know, you don't have 82 games like the NBA. You don't have 162 like Major League Baseball. You got 17 in the NFL. Forget preseason and three games. So everything gets magnified. Everything gets magnified. And in doing so, you know, there is overreaction city. Now, I mean, what's the difference between a team losing in week one and a team losing in week 12? Some context, maybe. But it's still you're checking the L box. The loss box is what you're doing. So I don't know. I want to see. Look, I think they're – look, it. I see it the way the public might react, but if Arch Manning comes out and settles in and loses a tough game as an underdog on the road in that environment, I mean, it's not going to be Armageddon, folks. And he's already hinted that he's not going to be a one and done. So I think we got him back. I just think there's going to be Mike. That it's so true though. There's always overreaction, is there not? No sport like football at any level. Overreaction. You win the game and everyone goes crazy, especially a high profile game like Ohio State and Texas. You lose and you know. Fans are already bridge jumping. Give me a quick hit on that, and then we'll move along to some of the other games real quick, because I know you got to hurry.
Yeah, that's the beauty of college party is, you know, the fans. We do want the regular season to matter like this. And, you know, I think this is the development of sport, and I think these teams do change from week to week, especially when you consider all the new players that each is bringing in. You know, you take a look at that, and, you know, suddenly you got all these transfers and all these adjustments that programs are trying to make. And so on a week-to-week basis, they do change. So I think the overreaction is justified. I think teams are what they are pretty much from week to week, and it's always exciting to see where they start and how they progress.
You said something interesting. You think LSU-Clemson is in some ways a bigger game, huh? More pressure?
I think there's more desperation there. You know, Clemson lost that home game to South Carolina last year at the end of the year, and you know, they did win the ACC title, but I don't know when the last time was that they lost a couple games in Destin. I know they have had some recent struggles, but you know, this is a national championship caliber team that Dabo has with, you know, three or four first round guys and a chance to beat a SEC team. I believe Clemson's lost their last three against the SEC, and then, you know, you look at LSU and, you know, they lost those games to Southern Cal and some of these kickoff games and gotten off to slow starts. And, you know, there's some people that are expecting big things from Brian Kelly. And just from the standpoint of perception, I think LSU's got to come out of the gate and try to get this win. So that game just seems a little more desperate than the Ohio State and Texas, which I think either one of those teams could afford a loss.
Yeah, Mike Griffith, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, college football national insider here on Sports Byline American Forces Radio Network. Hey, Mike, let me ask you this. I think this game is flying under the radar screen, and it's the other team in your backyard, and that's Georgia Tech, and they're going out to Boulder. I'm telling you, I'm looking forward to that game on Saturday night because I think Georgia Tech may be a very, very solid team this year in the ACC. And what a way to start on the road in Boulder against Dion, and we know it's been a very up-and-down, tumultuous offseason for the Buffs. How about Georgia Tech, Colorado? Give me a quick hit on that.
Well, you know, you bring up a good point. You know, if Georgia Tech wants us to take them seriously, this is the kind of game they've got to win. I mean, you know, this is another new Colorado team with a lot of turnover and a lot of star power out the door with, you know, Travis Hunter and, you know, Sanders on to the NFL right now. So I think this is a game Georgia Tech should win. You know, Colorado does have a pretty hyped up environment. It'll be interesting to see if Deion Sanders can sustain what success they had last year. You know, but again, it's an interesting game. It's an intriguing game.
you know, interconference game, I suppose, with what ACC and Big 12 going head to head. So, and to your point, if Georgia Tech and Brent Key are going to be taken serious as contenders, you know, this is the kind of game you've got to win on the road, a very beatable Colorado team and yet a challenging road environment.
All right, two more real quick, then we'll let you go because you've got to get to a news conference. Notre Dame, I'm telling you, this is the tricky spot, and it's Sunday night at Hard Rock. ABC will have it, and then Monday night you're going to get TCU at North Carolina. That's the ESPN, and, of course, that's the Belichick debut on a college version of Monday Night Football at 8 Eastern time. Notre Dame-Miami, I think, has a chance to be a rollicking rock fight at Hard Rock. How about that game real quick?
Yeah, I agree. You know, as we mentioned earlier, Carson Beck, you know, making his first start at Miami after, you know, starting 2 years at Georgia. I mean, this guy's a seasoned pro. He'd be in the NFL draft if it, you know, be in the NFL right now, probably a projected starter if it wasn't for that elbow injury that he suffered in the SEC title game. He's got a really, really good offensive line, and that's a good place to start against Notre Dame. A new receiving core, you know, by and large for the Hurricanes, so not sure what Carson's thrown to and what the timing's going to be like, but if Miami can run the ball, it'll be a long night for the Irish, and some question marks for Marcus Freeman at quarterback. You know, Riley Leonard was really inspired and really lifted that team in the postseason. Kind of felt like the Irish put it all together. I don't know if they were really that good all year long. They certainly weren't when they lost to Northern Illinois. So it'll be interesting to see how much carryover Notre Dame has from a really deep and impressive playoff run and if they can sustain success. And, you know, let's just say this, Marty. I would go so far as to say the winner's a team I would project to make the playoff, and the loser, well, maybe Notre Dame can get away with it, but I don't think Miami can.
Interesting. And Belichick, North Carolina at home Monday night in Chapel Hill. Here comes the Horned Frogs. And North Carolina's whole season is going to be chronicled almost like Hard Knocks with Hulu. Give me 30 seconds on that one real quick.
Yeah, you know, I think North Carolina's getting what they paid for. You know, they wanted a lot of attention, and they wanted us to, you know, take the program seriously. And, you know, they got Freddie Kitchens in there, I believe, working on the offense. That's a former NFL head coach on Belichick's staff that's got some college experience, former Alabama quarterback. And don't know much about TCU. Last time I saw them, Georgia was trucking them in a national championship game. Georgia just broke a couple. They broke TCU. They broke Florida State the next year. It'll be an interesting and intriguing matchup to see how Belichick's style translates. A lot of transfers. I want to say like 42 new players on that North Carolina team. So if they come out of the gates a little slow, that would probably be why. But I don't really know how loaded the cupboard is there at TCU. You know, SMU's back in the game now. The players are being paid legally. And SMU's rounded up a lot of talent there in Dallas. So it'll be interesting to see what the Horned Frogs have left.
Mike, you're the best. Go take care of work with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution as Kirby's got a news conference. Great job out of you, Mike. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Marty. Have a good one.
You got it, Mike Griffith. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming back here talking the world of sports. Get some baseball news and notes. Coming up.
Change the way things are.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
NFL cut down Tuesday into a Wednesday. A little Dire Straits to get us going here. Yeah, I mean, not a lot of big names, so I'll leave it to you guys can do some, guys and gals can do some scrolling and doom scrolling to see what your favorite NFL team has done to get down to 53. I'll give you some takes late in the hour, a couple of minor tweaks, but for the most part, we're counting down to, I think, a phenomenal week. It's going to start Thursday night with a bevy of college football. Friday night's going to serve up some games. And then Saturday, Sunday, and this is that traditional Labor Day weekend where the curtain is, you know, the curtain is pulled upwards for the college football season. And I will tell you, the one team, just based on his gnarly and vanilla personality, it's Bill Belichick and the Powder Blue of North Carolina, and Hulu is signed on for the whole year. So we are going to be all Belichick all the time on Hulu. And I'm telling you, this is, it's an in-season version of Hard Knocks. And the quote Belichick says, you know, and this is your canned quote, it'll show our commitment to winning. It'll show our commitment to team, and that's our priority. Belichick's news conferences historically are used as a sedative. If people can't sleep, doctors will give you a prescription to watch a Bill Belichick news conference, and you'll sleep like your first day on Earth, just out of your mom. Okay, you will sleep, you will even suck your thumb, and you might even twirl your little hair, your little Goldilocks, okay? But the fact of the matter is, Hulu, we are such, I'm going to say it, prostitutes for fodder. I mean, seriously, am I going to watch? Of course I'm going to watch, because you can't wait to see. You know, if North Carolina, I'm almost hoping North Carolina gets smoked at home on Monday night, and then Tuesday we're going to get to see the, or after the game on Monday night, we get to watch the Belichick news conference, and you know he's going to say, who are they playing in week two? We're on to East Carolina. We're on to, and I should have the Carolina schedule in front of me. But you know that's what he's going to say. It's just, but this is what we're doing. And you know what? This plays right into this. It plays right into Belichick being showcased, okay, for the next level, the NFL. And here he is, the second all-time winningest coach, and what, 15 games shy of Don Shula. and he's basically singing for his second opportunity or his third opportunity as a head coach in the National Football League. I'd like to be able to say, what is Hulu thinking? We don't have to say it. We know what they're thinking. It's dollar signs. Belichick is as boring and bland and just so off-putting is just eyeballs. Okay? Ears and eyeballs. You want to hear what you're seeing and make sure what you're seeing is what you're hearing is that it's one of the most dullest interviews that you will ever find. Now, what's funny is Belichick showed up on ESPN's College Game Day last year, and you know what? He was riveting at times. I don't, well, maybe not riveting, but he wasn't that surly, you know. And I think I saw him one time on McAfee's show on ESPN. Yeah, it's Belichick. You know, he was contributing, and, you know, he's saying some insightful things. Okay, so maybe we're going to see a different, more varnished version of Belichick on the Hulu series. And what are they? How many episodes? I think it's like 11 or 12 episodes. I mean, Hulu may cut the cord in the middle of this thing. Can you imagine if North Carolina tanks? I'm almost thinking if they're really good, it's going to get great numbers, and Hulu's going to, you know, cash a big fat check or several of them. And if they're real bad, it might be popular or even more so to see, you know, to see Belichick fall flat on his face. I think it's fascinating, but it's really on the surface so understandable what they're doing, what they're hoping is going to happen, and ultimately the truth probably lies somewhere in between. So we shall see. But hey, Labor Day Monday night, that game's going to do a bundle. It's going to do a bundle of numbers. It just is, because it is Belichick. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. All right, let's get to the baseball. I mean, listen, we'll just go around it real quick. I mean, Dodgers-Padres, we've already talked about that ad nauseum. Houston-Seattle in the National League West. You know the American League Central is sewn up by Detroit. You know in the East, Toronto is going to face a charge here. They're going to face a charge from the Yankees because the Yankees' schedule is softening up appreciably. The Red Sox have got Baltimore. They should be able to make hay. They come home. They're going to have the Guardians, which will start Monday. I'm trying to think where they and then the Yankees come in right after that at Fenway, and where the Red Sox just took 3 out of 4 from New York and eight out of their last 9. The Red Sox have put in the win column against the Yankees. So the Yankees are going to be, you know, still, I think, deserving of respect that they're going to make one more mad dash, one more major charge to try to claim the division. And right now it looks like, you know, that it could fall ultimately short. They have just been schizophrenic. The Yankees have been schizophrenic. The Red Sox, on the other hand, have been fun. They've been consistently fun. Even when they've had great runs, like they just came off their second, you know, lengthy run in a positive way over the last 6 weeks. I mean, they've put together, coming out of the All-Star break, they and the Miami Marlins were the two hottest teams in baseball, bar none. But what I find interesting is to see, and I keep pounding this theme, but to watch Philadelphia try to fend off the Mets. Well, the Mets are waffling right now, so much so that there is a lot of talk right now that the Mets are going to try to turn to a 22-year-old rookie who's been in the minors at both Double-A Binghamton and Triple-A Syracuse, and that's Jonah Tong. And this kid's last two starts at Syracuse Triple-A, he's got a 0 ERA. He has, I believe, one of the top strikeout ratios in all of minor league baseball, 179 strikeouts in 113 and two-thirds innings, 1.3 ERA. And this kid is, he's Tim Lincecum, the former Giant right-hander. He is Tim Lincecum. Maybe not the floppy hair, but you look at the diminutive stature, you look at the arm angle, you look at how he comes around and whips that right arm around. He's Tim Lincecum. That's what he looks like. He really does. And he is tearing it up right now. And the Mets desperately need him. The Mets just desperately need him. Now, the bats finally came unfolded. and unleashed an assault. Because, you know, look, they were down early in that game, 3-0 to the Phillies, and came back, and I think it was 13-5. But, you know, they're going to get Alvarez back, the catcher, who had to get, you know, he got sent down to the minor leagues earlier this year and responded with, I think, 12 home runs in, like, 9 games. I mean, he went nuts at AAA. But he had a bum thumb, and now the thumb's getting better. He comes back, stabilizes the pitching staff just insofar as a catcher is supposed to do. But they need that pitching staff shored up. I don't worry about the Mets offense. I don't think the Mets worry about it. But right now they're in a battle with the Cincinnati Reds for that wild card, because they're not going to catch, they're not catching the Phillies. They're just not. I don't care, you know, whatever. But it'll be interesting to see if they get Jonah Tong and turn to him, and if he could kind of light a fire under that team. Because, you know, the owner, Steve Cohen's not sitting in a sitting passive, or I should say passively by, because he knows full well what the expectations were, because he's the one that placed the expectations, and this had to be a deep run. And I think I think Mendoza is in a lot of trouble if the Mets, heaven forbid, don't make the playoffs, or even if they do make the playoffs, if they were to get served, an eviction notice early from the postseason, then I think you're going to have a situation where they may make a change. So we'll do that. Keep an eye on that. So, yeah, baseball, as we head towards, you know, the end of August into September, Labor Day, you know, the summer cabins get closed, and now we hunker down. We get ready as football unfolds, and it's going to be awesome. It is going to be absolutely awesome on how this college football season gets, and I say this every year, so I sound like a broken record, but it's going to be awesome. What can I tell you? All right, we'll come back on the other side. U.S. Open tennis. Lots of good stuff here as we roll along here on Sports Overnight America. Don't go away.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
All right, if I'm lying, I'm dying. I got a text from a beautiful woman today who said, and I'm just so happy and I'm so grateful, and I want to I think it's great that Travis and Taylor are engaged. And I'm like, who are they? I didn't know who she was talking about. I really didn't. So I texted her and said, who are you talking about? Taylor Swift. Oh, and Travis Kelce, they're engaged. I think it's great. I really do. I think it'll be a televised wedding. It will be televised. Now, I got to get Dom in here, because if I don't get my daily dose of Dom, then I get a little bit down. So I'm gonna go nuptials with Dom. Dom, your reaction, number one. Number two, I think this is going to be a wedding. Maybe not like Prince Charles and Lady Di, but this is going to be huge. How about you? I can't wait to hear Dom, because sometimes Dom catches me off guard and surprises me. Dom, your take.
I'm happy for them, but could not care less. I am a staunch anti-Kelce family guy. Never been a fan of him or Jason. They don't do it for me. They're too bro-y for me. That's not my energy that I like in my life. But good for them. They're both happy. Who am I to say to wish two people who like each other, love each other? I'm not going to wish them ill will. I just don't care.
No. But let me ask you truthfully. If this were to be televised, would you watch it? I would. I really would.
No chance.
I would watch it.
Not at all. Travis Kelce, like, legitimately repulses me. I want nothing to do with that guy at all.
I like putting it on the tee and let Dom swing away. That's unbelievable. Well, you know, here's the thing. This is his last NFL season, and you know what people have to realize? Whether you like him or hate him, he's going to make more money with his brother on the podcast than he ever made in the NFL. I'm serious. His NFL money is going to be like pocket change. And not only that, he's marrying probably one of the richest entertainers. And when she's all said and done, she has already obliterated Michael Jackson's records in terms of number of, you don't sell albums. Well, I guess you do sell albums. But, I mean, Taylor Swift is an absolute all-time. I mean, she's putting a run together that could equal the Beatles. Who? Elton John. I mean, and maybe surpass those people. So I just think it's going to be one of the all-time most followed, because of social media, because it'll be televised, in my opinion. And number two, it's going to be the most criticized, bashed nuptials ever, because they will get so much attention. It'll get so many reams of copies, so many views, so many clicks, that I think our shelf life before we turn, just we have the attention span right now of hummingbirds, and so we're going to be with this, and it's going to just bludgeon us. I wish they would go off to Ireland or Holland or somewhere and just get married, come back. But it's going to be brutal to watch. I'm just calling it the way I see it. I'm nothing against either of them. I wish I had their money, maybe not their fame, because you know what comes with that. All right. Yeah, we did the baseball thing. I kind of want to double back to, you know, college football. You know, the quarterbacking position, you know, C.J. Carr at Notre Dame, obviously being the Notre Dame quarterback, just like the Notre Dame head coach, it's Marcus Freeman, one of the most pressured, packed jobs in sports, high profile. But you've got a situation at Ohio State with Julian Sain. You've got Ty Simpson with the Crimson Tide at Alabama. and you got Bryce Underwood with Michigan. I mean, those are probably the, wouldn't you say, the four biggest. You could throw Beck in, you know, you could throw Beck into the mix at Miami. You could throw, you know, the situation with any top four or five, you know, Penn State to some respects. But those are the big ones. Ohio State, Alabama. You want to throw Georgia into the mix here, that's fine. But, the, you know, and then you throw Notre Dame. So the big four, I think, is interesting because it's an independent Notre Dame. It's two Big Ten schools, Michigan, Ohio State, and it's an SEC bellwether in terms of the Crimson Tide. But as this season starts to unfold, the quarterback that dwarfs them all is the young man at Texas because of the pedigree and the bloodlines, and that's Arch Manning. So to break that down further, I think Sarkisian, you know, Steve Sarkisian, the head coach of Texas, has probably got the most confounding situation just in terms of managing expectations. Not that he's obsessed with it, not that he, you know, he's not losing sleep at night wondering how he's going to handle it, but it's going to go, in all probability, a very, very, I won't say unpredictable, but I think it's going to be hard to gauge exactly how this is going to unfold for Texas and Manning in particular. I really do. And here's why. Because it's obviously he's the headline story. He is the headline story. The matchup itself is huge, but Arch Manning's debut in terms of a starting quarterback on this stage on August 30th is, and because of who he is. I mean, he's Cooper's son. He's Archie's grandson. He's Peyton's he's Peyton's nephew. He's, you know, obviously Peyton's his uncle. This is a blue-blooded quarterbacking bloodline. And so he is going to put on, you know, the hook 'em horns gear for the first time in a very hostile environment, a pressure-packed environment. The ability's there, we know. I mean, he's got all the tools. I just think it's going to be really fascinating to watch. But here's what normally happens in situations like this. We build it up so much. Unless he catches the proverbial lightning in a bottle, he's probably going to have very, very tepid numbers. 21 of 32, 192 yards, couple touchdowns, maybe a pick. You know, he's going to have to shake off some nerves. You know, they're going to be jumping some of the pass routes. They're going to try to rattle him. You know, the key to stopping any great quarterback, whether it was Brady, Montana, Namath, anybody, Rodgers in his heyday, put pressure on the quarterback. Get to the quarterback. You know, even Roethlisberger, he was on flat Kurt Warner. The only way you got to Kurt Warner was to get to Kurt Warner and jostle him. And have him hearing footsteps. It's going to be no different for Arch Manning. It's going to be no different for any of the aforementioned questions. The quarterbacks, rather, saying Underwood and Simpson. It's going to be no different. But this one's going to be fascinating because the stage is so big right out of the block. It just is. And like I said, there will be overreaction unless it falls into that crevice that I just laid out. And that is, you know, a tepid performance. Texas gets beat 24-20. You know, Ohio State holds serve at home. Maybe it's a last-minute score. You know, they come from behind and win the game. That will be the storyline. I don't think there's a really good chance that Arch Manning is going to put together a performance on Saturday where we go, wow. Or put together a performance where we say, oh my God, what was that? That's not going to happen. It's going to fall somewhere in between, and the outcome of the game likely will be the water cooler talk on Sunday or Tuesday when people come back to work, because obviously Monday's Labor Day, and it's a long weekend for everybody. So I think that's what you're going to see. In terms of social media, you know, they'll blow it up one way or the other. If he plays poorly, He'll be eviscerated if he puts on a great performance and throws Texas on their back and they go into enemy territory against the defending national champions and beat them, even by 7 to 8, maybe 10 points. 31-21, Texas wins and he puts up good numbers. I mean, he'll carry. It'll be the Arch Manning carrying the narrative. So it's going to be interesting to watch. I hope we get a good game. I think it's a great way to ring in the season. I said it yesterday. I'll repeat it. Iowa State and Kansas State did win a lot of – even quality teams did. And I think they're two quality teams. They really are. I think Klieman is a good coach. He's Iowa guy. Obviously, Matt Campbell has really rebuffed opportunities to move on from Ames, Iowa, and Iowa State. He seems like he's just digging in. I do think NFL or another – major upgrade in terms of stature of program will be on the horizon at some point for Matt Campbell. He's an elite coach. He is. But that game in Dublin, number one, weather was a factor. I think the venue is a factor, the travel, the buildup. I love it, by the way. I do. I like the Aer Lingus series. I love that Shamrock series where these, I love it when Notre Dame goes there because of the Irish. Playing in Ireland's always been huge. I think they've done it twice. I know for sure Navy once. I forgot the other opponent. But I think it's great. I really do. Nebraska, Florida State the year before, Florida State was coming off a big year. They were a logical team to highlight over in Ireland, but it fell flat, and they fell to 2-10. They were a disaster. 2-11. They were a disaster. They were an absolute disaster, and we know what's going on at Florida State. And they have a tough task right out of the chute. And that spiral downward could continue for the Seminoles. And, hey, we belong in the playoff, blah, blah, blah. Well, you saw what happened. They got in the national title game and just got absolutely destroyed by Georgia. So that's, that's what happens. Or in the playoff system, I should say. All right, so we'll do that. The other thing I want to give you real quick before we close out this segment, we'll finish strong on the other side, and that is Caitlin Clark is now getting close. She participated in the shoot-around before their game with the Lynx up in Minneapolis, Minnesota. She's at least moving around. I say it, I think they're going to want to get 2 to 3 games out of her before postseason. So we shall see. Indiana's not a lock. They got blown out. That Lynx team is very good, but they have 4 key players out. The Fever are just literally limping towards the finish line. So we will have to see on that. But I do think that's the game plan. I think they want to get her back. I know the league needs her. They want postseason to have a potential Caitlin Clark, riveting comeback story. But this is a team that is not built to make a deep run. They just aren't. It feels even more it feels more uncertain than last year. I deluded myself last year thinking, you know what? Indiana's going to go into Connecticut and they can beat the Sun. Well, they could have, but they didn't. And that Sun team was loaded. And you saw what happened to them. Most of their players, were either jettisoned or bolted on their own. And then that franchise has really fizzled out in a hurry. So it will be good to get Caitlin Clark back. Would I say it's imminent? I don't know. I'd have to look at the schedule. But I would say probably a game or two from now, she is going to be back in the fold and make whatever – run that they can, but they're not going to make a major run even with her. I just don't see it. All right. We'll tube talk it on the other side. U.S. Open tennis. We're headed towards Labor Day weekend, and it just keeps getting better. And Venus Williams, say what you want at 45. That's a nice story. Is it a headline story for now? It's early. But Sinner and the other top players in the world are going to take center stage in New York at the U.S. Open. Coming back.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children, and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
All right, down the home stretch we go. I just checked out the injury report for the Indiana Fever. They've got Caitlin Clark and four others out of tonight's game against the Seattle Storm in at Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. Clark is out, right groin injury, back mid-July. I believe it was on July 15th. She's not played since. She did shoot around Sunday with her teammates, as I mentioned earlier, in the Twin Cities. But Storm Fever tonight, and they got five players out. So we shall see on that. The other thing I wanted to say, you know, you gotta love the New York Post. You gotta love some of the tabloids. How about this one? It's in a column on the New York Post action page where it says, "Day one fun at the U.S. Open. Photographer Selçuk Akar wandered onto the court on match point. A 6-minute delay ensued, and Daniil Medvedev used it to his advantage before eventually melting down." And we saw the meltdown on TV. "Last time someone wandered off like that, Italy's premier, Giorgia Meloni, had to stop President Biden from walking into the woods at the G7 summit." Oh, boy. What is the, you know, these photographers get these aprons. They get access to the court. Okay, the only you got the umpire, who's more important than anybody else, is high in the air chair. You've got the ball boys and the ball gals bordering the back line, well out of the way. You have media, which is either in the sky or situated in a cordoned off area. These photographers, man, we see it in the NBA along the baseline. I'm telling you, it drives the tournament people nuts with these people walking around the way they do. They've got to put an end to it. Dominic Jimenez, thank you. We're back at it on Thursday as we roll towards a football Friday. Enjoy your evening. The Riches will be in tonight into the morning hours as well here. I'm Marty Terrell. Adios on Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline.